You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1647. This time, it's all about equine biologic therapies. Today's podcast is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel Horse Nutrition knows you share a secret language with your horse. With just one look, you know exactly what your horse is feeling. Just like you understand every little nuance about each other, Sentinel's expert nutritionists understand how the nuances of feed form can help your horse live a healthier life. Sentinel's 100% extruded formulas encourage your horse to eat at a healthier pace. These light, airy nuggets help lower the risk of digestive upsets, too, that may lead to serious health concerns, like feed-related choke. Discover the extraordinary nutritional benefits of extruded feed. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast. And I'm very happy to welcome to the show Dr. Getman, who is a Zoetis Technical Services veterinarian. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
I reached out to Zoetis. This isn't a commercial because I love to go down a rabbit hole. People who have been around here at Horse Tip Daily for a long time know that. And I came across a page on the ZoetisEquine.com website, Regenerative Medicine Devices. And I know biologics are really coming to the forefront and gaining popularity in a lot of places, but perhaps there's some confusion or maybe even lack of knowledge for horse folks about what all three of these are. So why don't we start out with what are regenerative medicine devices and why do we care?
Yeah, absolutely. So great question. I'm glad you went to our website. Thank you for that. I think there's lots of useful information there. Regenerative medicine devices, there's a couple of different terms that we use to describe these. Sometimes you'll hear them called regenerative therapies. Sometimes you'll hear them called orthobiologics. And these are products that exist on the human and the animal health side. And strictly speaking, what they are devices that you use to process your patient's own blood or bone marrow to then extract proteins and cells from the blood or bone marrow that can help heal injured or damaged tissue or help treat arthritis. So you're essentially trying to take some cells and some proteins that already exist in your patient. You're going to do that by taking their blood or bone marrow, typically putting that in some sort of plastic device, usually centrifuging that. And then the output of that device is going to be either ProStride APS, Restigen PRP, or the Centrate BMA in our case. Those are just examples of big categories of regenerative therapies. Certainly, there are many, many other examples made from other companies as well, but those are the three that we carry.
All right. So there's what in ProStride, that's the brand name. It's got the cute little R on the top. Yes. What does the APS stand for?
So it stands for autologous protein solution. And I will tell you that the regenerative therapy space is alphabet soup, right? It's alphabet soup in a foreign language.
Thank you.
So it is confusing for everyone, not just horse owners. I promise you it's confusing for veterinarians as well. There are many broad categories of regenerative therapies, and unfortunately, a lot of them use these sort of abbreviations that can be very confusing. But strictly speaking, ProStride APS, it is a type of autologous protein solution, and it is the only APS on the market. So while there are many PRPs, and that means platelet-rich plasma, there is only one APS, and that APS is ProStride.
Okay, so ProStride APS is that one. So Restigen PRP is, again, the PRP means?
Platelet-rich plasma. Okay. And so there are lots of PRPs on the market. Restigen is the brand that we make. And all of these PRPs essentially are concentrating the platelets that we're getting from the blood that we collect and sometimes some other proteins as well. And the reason we want to make a PRP or a platelet-rich plasma, we want to collect as many platelets as possible because platelets help things heal. So if you think about it, if you get a cut, you know, and you're bleeding, what's going to help clot that wound is the platelets in your blood. So platelets are very good at healing things. Platelets have things inside them called growth factors. And just kind of like the name sounds, growth stimulates healing. So if we really want something to heal, typically we're wanting to get some platelets in it. And so a PRP is going to be very good at stimulating healing, particularly of things like tendons and ligaments, so soft tissue structures. And again, there are many different types of PRP. The Restigen PRP is the brand that Zoetis has.
All righty. So that's the second one. The third one, Centrate BMA. What is the BMA alphabet soup mean?
So BMA is bone marrow aspirate. Some people call them BMAC, bone marrow aspirate concentrate. And this is a slightly different product. So with ProStride APS and Restigen PRP and any other PRP that you're familiar with, we're going to make those products by first taking some blood from your horse. With the Centrate BMA, we're actually taking bone marrow, and usually from your horse's sternum. And the reason we want to do that is that the sternum, the bone marrow, contains stem cells. So when you make a bone marrow aspirate concentrate, you're getting some platelets, you're getting some other healing cells and proteins, but now you're also getting some stem cells as well. So that's going to sort of supercharge your healing and give some additional cells in those stem cells to help stimulate healing.
So all three are usually are there to help our horses heal.
Correct.
Okay, I've got that much. So it sounds like ProStride APS and Restigen PRP are closer related than the Centrate BMA because they both come from the blood. What's the difference between the ProStride and the Restigen?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think one that not a lot of people are aware of. So interestingly, the way that you actually make ProStride is to first make Restigen. So you start with a PRP and then you put that PRP into a second device. That second device, then you're going to centrifuge it for 2 minutes. And in that second device, there are beads that absorb more of the water. So it's going to kind of make that solution much more concentrated. Think about your dishwasher pods or your laundry detergent pods. Very, very concentrated, right? So compared to a PRP, ProStride is going to be highly concentrated. The other thing that happens in the ProStride APS is that the type of cells that are in there can kind of shift their, what we call their phenotype or their polarity. And specifically, a type of white blood cell called a macrophage can change from an M1 polarity to an M2 polarity. M1 macrophages are more inflammatory and more damaging. M2 macrophages are more pro-healing and more anti-inflammatory. So when you make ProStride out of the Restigen PRP, you're making everything that's in that final solution more concentrated, and you're also changing the type of immune cells that are in it to be a more anti-inflammatory solution.
So if I have a horse that has a severe, significant, chronic issue that we want to deal with, one might go with a ProStride versus a Restigen because it's more concentrated and more powerful?
Sometimes. And I think, you know, this is kind of the fun part of being a veterinarian is there is some art to this, right? And I always tell people, you know, the first thing you have to know is what you're trying to treat in that horse, what you're trying to accomplish in that joint or that soft tissue structure, and then pick the appropriate product that's going to let you do that. So big picture, kind of to make things as simple as possible, typically we recommend using ProStride in joints. We recommend using Restigen PRP in soft tissue lesions, so torn tendons or ligaments. And then the Centrate BMA, we recommend using for more difficult cases, you know, things that are going to be harder to get to heal, like horses with a chronic hind limb suspensory issue, or perhaps a horse with a stifle soft tissue lesion or a bone cyst. The stem cells that are in the Centrate BMA are going to help you with your more difficult cases. So ProStride APS for joints, Restigen PRP for tendons and ligaments, and then Centrate BMA for your more difficult cases, your more severe injuries.
So these regenerative medicine products, are they only for injuries or are they also useful for horses that have, they don't have a traumatic injury, but they have wear and tear?
Yeah, great question. And we definitely want you to be using certainly the ProStride in cases that just have inflammation or wear and tear. And so we have a study looking at the ProStride APS and using it in horses that just had joint inflammation, but no real, you know, terrible damage or arthritis. And what we found from that study is that when you used ProStride in those horses with just joint inflammation, it protected that joint from developing any cartilage damage down the road. And so we really think that you should be using ProStride earlier in cases in horses that do just have some very low-grade lameness. Maybe they actually don't have any changes on x-rays yet, but you know that joint is a problem. These therapies are all going to work better when there's still some cartilage left to work with. So I think, you know, initially when the regenerative therapies came out on the market, we were only using them in cases where everything else had failed. You know, the horse was no longer responding to steroid injections. It had terrible osteoarthritis, the x-rays look bad. And while you can still try these products in those cases, we know they're going to work best much earlier in the disease process. So certainly for any of your routine or maintenance injections, you know, your horse that's getting injected once a year with corticosteroids, we would certainly recommend using something like ProStride APS in its place. We know that's going to be help that joint stay happier and healthier and going to be a good alternative to steroid use.
So all of these products need to be placed directly into the affected joint to do their job. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, the affected joint or the affected lesion. So they're all injectable products.
Okay. So are there parts, joints of the horse that they work better on versus not so much? Are stifles harder to treat with these types of product versus fetlocks? Do you have enough data to make
that's a good
judgment
question.
There?
Yeah, that's a good question too. The short answer is they're useful in any joint as long as there isn't severe joint damage, you know, bone on bone type of joint damage, because again, you need to have some cartilage left. But really, we see these products used in anything from, you know, fetlocks, stifles, hocks, coffin joints, navicular bursas, cervical facets, SI joints. So really any joint can be treated with these therapies, and they do tend to respond quite well to them, as long as they're still, you know, again, it's not an end stage joint.
So that begs the question, where do these types of products fit within the treatment spectrum? Because you have oral supplements that I think pretty much everybody on earth gives their horse because they want to guard those joints. Yeah. Then you have injectable products that are supposed to help their joints, either into the joint or IM. Where do these fit within that treatment regime?
Sure. So if you know that a joint is a problem, and often the horse doesn't have one joint that it's a problem, right? Often it's both coffin joints or both hocks or both hocks and both stifles. But if you know that the joint has either inflammation, which is synovitis, or some degree of osteoarthritis, then these products are indicated. I think they can be additive to some of the other products, right? So it's not uncommon for us to say, you know, we know your horse has coffin joint pain, so we're going to use ProStride and its coffin joints. That being said, it's a horse that's competing regularly or maybe getting a little bit older, so we're probably also going to want to support that horse nutritionally, make sure it's on a good diet, perhaps has some joint supplements there. If you, you know, want to use something like Adequan or Legend as well from an injectable point of view, all of these products are going to work a little bit differently. But if you know that your horse has true joint pain in one or several joints, you can easily treat the joint itself with these regenerative therapies, and it's going to give you more bang for your buck if you treat that joint directly.
And within these treatment regimes, you find horses that have their, we'll pick hocks because that's a really common one. Mm-hmm. They get their hocks injected once a year. Some horses get their hocks injected three times a year.
Right.
Are these types of products, do they vary a great deal on how often the horse needs to be treated?
Yeah. So again, it's going to depend on how lame the horse is to begin with and how much joint disease they have to begin with. But we have done a study that looked at horses with naturally occurring arthritis, and we found that in general, the horses had about a year's worth of clinical relief after a single injection. You know, if your horse has less severe joint disease, then you may get a little bit longer. If your joint disease is a little more severe, you may not get that full year. But after a single injection with ProStride, you are going to get hopefully about a year's worth of clinical effect.
And then when you treat an animal with any of these three products, are there any side effects? For example, it's very common that people hesitate to inject joints with corticosteroids because, right. you know, it helps in the short term, but it can be damaging in the long term.
Yeah.
Do you have these products been used long enough that we have a good handle on what that might be?
Yeah, with ProStride APS specifically and some of the PRPs as well, but with ProStride APS specifically, it's been used in horses for probably getting close to 12 or 13 years now. So we know that it's an exceedingly safe product. Anytime you do an injection into a joint, there is always a slight risk of infection, right? It doesn't matter what product that you're using. But that being said, you know, we know that ProStride itself is exceedingly safe. You're not going to have any of the metabolic risks that you can see with corticosteroids. And ProStride.
Oh, never thought of that. Oh,
yeah, exactly. And ProStride has actually been shown to be healthy for the cartilage. So you're not doing any more damage by injecting something like ProStride.
From a veterinarian's point of view, let's say you have a veterinarian who, you know, they got their license to practice 22 and a half years ago. They've never had need for this. They work on a lot of pleasure horses, but now their clientele's starting to change and they're saying, you know, what about this? How long does it take for a veterinarian to, I'm going to call it, train up and be comfortable using these products?
Not very long. They're actually quite easy to make. And, you know, we have a very good sales team that will come in and do a demo with them. So we'll bring the equipment, we'll bring the devices and walk them through the whole process. I think most people are surprised at how easy it is to learn and do. It's kind of see one, do one sort of thing. And so, you know, I would say most of the people that we train within, you know, an hour or two are quite comfortable making these devices.
Cool. So for a horse owner who is curious about all of how these things work and to learn a little bit more about them, does Zoetis have a place where horse owners can learn a little bit more?
Yeah. So we also have a horse owner website. So when you go to zoetis.com and search for equine, it will ask you whether you're a horse owner or a veterinarian. Under the horse owner site, there's lots of info there. But also if you follow us on social media, particularly on Instagram, Zoetis Equine, we are always having tons of educational resources and material there as well.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Getman. This has been fascinating.
Yeah. Great questions. I'm really glad that you reached out.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.